Welcome to the Becoming Your Warrior podcast. This is the place where you get to feel inspired and empowered to step into your very best life. Hey, hey, welcome to this episode of the Becoming Your Warrior podcast. This is Em. I realize it has been a long time since I was here with you, so I want to apologize for just disappearing off the face of the earth. I will talk to you about what's been going on in a few episodes' time. There's been a big change in my life. It's all good now, but it's been pretty hectic and I just need to step away from other kind of commitments for a while. So I'm back. You're back. Let's do this. Let's jump straight back into it. Let's absolutely nail this season, and yeah, let's build our self-worth up as we go. So I want to talk to you today about the fact that not everyone is like you, and you need to you need to be selective, and you need to use discernment about every person you interact with, every situation you get yourself into, and also just life in general, like the direction that you're going in. And discernment is one of these words that's kind of thrown around, but just to explain it the way that I feel it, discernment is getting out of my head, and it's actually really listening to my intuition. It's really listening to my soul, my inner being, and being guided by that. And again, going back to the fog that we talked about in episode one, you know, when that fog's there, that's just your mind getting in the way. It's just old stories. Oh, but they seem really nice and they're friends with so-and-so, and so-and-so is really popular. They must be a good person. But deep down, there's like this gut feeling that you've got about this person, about this situation. And again, coming back to like lower self-worth, when you doubt yourself, when you don't think you're worthy and you put all these other people on a pedestal, what you do is you're letting that fog come back in. Yeah. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with a fog, just go back to season two, episode one, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. We're clearing that fog out the way. We're clearing that out the way. So you're tuning in to that inner part of you, that inner being, that soul part of you that knows you, that loves you, that wants you to have the best life ever, and just needs you to get some clarity and start listening and using discernment. So not everyone is like you. And it's a pretty obvious statement. We are all brought up in different situations, in different countries, by different parents. And even if you have a brother or a sister, and there's an age gap, you know, between you guys, you're not twins or anything like that, you're basically getting your parents at a very different age and a very different life experience. So their parenting style is going to be different to you to what it was to your brother or your sister. You're inheriting a different parent. You might be the eldest or you might be the youngest. And so your parents have gone through life in a different way with your older brother or sister to what they have with you. And so every single person on the planet is different. They're going to have a different experience of life. And I think when you have, you know, maybe when you've had like a childhood or an adolescence that's been a bit all over the place, it's been a bit unstable, maybe you've, you know, had one parent, or maybe, you know, your parents have argued, whatever it is, I think when there's instability in your childhood, your parents might still be together and it could have just been like awful living with them. But when you've got that low sense of self-worth, what that makes you do is it makes you look at other people and kind of go, I want to be like them, or I think they're just like me. And it also makes you take on what I call like lip service. So somebody out there could tell you what you want to hear in order to get what they want. They're not always like you. Not every single person. I do believe people are good in, you know, deep down, but I also feel that people are damaged. And when people are damaged, they behave in a way where it just serves them. They just get in there, they get what they want, and they get out. And this has never been more apparent in the dating world. And I'm not just talking about like, you know, men. I love men. And I'm not like saying, but in the dating world, there's a certain type of guy that is very good at this. And what that could be is like, say, for example, you know that you really want to have a relationship, you feel really ready for a relationship, you're putting yourself out there, whether that's in person or whether it's on dating apps or whatever you're doing, and you're meeting people, and people can be really good at telling you what you want to hear, at mirroring you, at, at sort of, if you're saying, I want a relationship, you know, it might be that the other person is like, yeah, I feel really ready for a relationship too. And in their head they do, but deep down their agenda might be, I actually just want to, like, I'm not ready for a relationship. I'll have a short relationship. I'll tell you what you want to hear because my end goal is that I want something else. And so I really want you to really start tuning in and really start listening and really feeling into this word discernment. What does discernment mean to you? Like, how does that show up in your life? If you are truly to listen to that inner part of you that is all pure love and it's guiding you, what is it that's stopping you? When those little signs come through, when that little feeling in your stomach crops up, when somebody says something and you're like, that doesn't feel true, what is it that prevents you from acting on that and being like, nah, I actually don't believe you? And again, it comes back to this lower sense of self-worth. You've got to start trusting that inner part of you. And if you don't trust your mind, good. Your mind isn't to be trusted because your mind is literally a lifetime of belief systems and thought patterns and ideas. And it's great when you have control over it. But if you're somebody who has a very, you know, imaginative mind and a mind that runs away with you and a mind that thinks that other people are better than you and a mind that makes you think that you're not good enough, your mind is not to be trusted because that's absolute BS. Deep down, cut through the fog. Deep down in the very center of you is a soul, and that soul is pure love, and that soul wants the best for you. And so you need to start figuring out how you can cut through the mind, how you can cut through the fog, and how you can just tune into that. And there are two really good ways that I'll recommend. The first one is to really start looking at meditating in a really serious way. What meditation does, and people, this is where people get confused about it. What meditation does is it stops the thoughts, and the thoughts create beliefs. So if you find that you're reliving trauma from the past, if you find that you're comparing yourself to other people, if you find that you've got yourself into like a victim mentality, if you find that you keep saying to yourself, I'm not good enough for that person, I'm not good enough for this situation, I'm not good enough for this job, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve this, I'm, you know, nothing. That is your mind, and that is your thoughts, and that is your thoughts create beliefs when they're played in repetition. So the easiest way to do this, the easiest way to cut through all that nonsense, which is just a program that you've inherited through your life, and a program can be broken. A program can be rewritten just like a computer program can be. So when you meditate, all you are doing when you meditate is you are focusing on one thing. You are focusing on your breath. I personally, when I have got a little bit of an overactive mind, or if I'm in a period of just being really stressed or whatever, the one way that I do this, the thing that I focus on, is I focus on like brown noise, which is like a sound that you can download on Spotify or YouTube or any other listening platform. And you literally, all you do is you listen to that sound and it blocks the thoughts. And once you block the thoughts, the more that you meditate and the more that you block the thoughts out, the easier it is for you to actually connect to that inner part of you, to connect to the soul and be guided by that. So this is why meditation is the most incredible thing that you can ever do for yourself. And this is why meditation will lead you towards discernment and making great decisions. The other way, the second way, is by getting enough sleep. And again, when I say this, when you sleep, what you're doing is you're allowing yourself, you're allowing the kind of conscious mind, the mind, you're allowing the chatter to just shut off and actually get some rest. And it's in that dream state that so much work is done in your subconscious and so much is processed and so much is released. So if you're getting good night's sleep, you're going to start making really good decisions. If you're meditating, you're going to start making amazing decisions. You're going to be able to manifest. You're going to be able to like get clear on what you want. You're going to be able to start trusting yourself. There's so much in it. You are going to find yourself with these two processes, prioritizing sleep and starting a daily meditation practice, just do it for 2 minutes to start with. That's all. Sit down for 2 minutes and just see how many breaths you can hear coming in and out of your body. And it doesn't matter if your mind wanders. If it does, you just start again. But just focus on that breath. And before you know it, you'll be doing 5 minutes, you'll be doing 10 minutes, you'll be doing 15 minutes, and your life will change. Your decision-making will change. Your energy is going to change. Your focus is going to change. Your calmness is going to change. And of course, your self-worth is going to change because you're going to be making smart decisions that are aligned and that come from your soul place rather than the confusion of your mind, which is just a program. So remembering, not everyone is like you. You can make these smart decisions about people by meditating, by sleeping, by using discernment. And as you do this, as you put this into practice, just watch as your life unfolds in the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way. As always, I'm with you. Reach out if you've got any questions. And I will be chatting with you in the next episode. Until then, keep taking these steps, action steps, sleep, meditate, use discernment as you step into becoming your warrior. Thanks for listening today. And if this episode helped or inspired you, just remember to share it to friends or family who could also use some inspiration today. We are all about sharing the love.